Blog Talk Radio.
After 1 week of hiatus, back on the 21st of December, NFL playoff implications abound in every possible market. Look, even the markets that are out of the playoffs have something to say about it, whether they're spoilers. Just ask the Washington Redskins after yesterday. They go into a game against the Philadelphia Eagles with literally nothing to play for except jobs for the coming year, and all they do is lay the hammer down on the Philadelphia Eagles. That's right. I said it. I stand by it. RG3 had his best game of the year. The Redskins defense did what it needed to do. And I want to tell you something. As much as people will talk about the dysfunctionality of the Washington Redskins, that team came together yesterday, and those young corners played out of their minds yesterday. They really did. What can you say about the defensive effort late in the game when you're up by 10, Philadelphia's coming back, and you just literally just play out of your mind. I mean, forget talent level. This is just effort and heart that got them that win yesterday. RG3 minimized his mistakes to the best of his ability, played out of his mind. He looked like the RG3 I think the Redskins thought they had drafted, and this is a good sign going into an off season where your coach now going into a second season, so have a little bit stronger feel about what he's working with. Of course, what's going to happen with our buddy Colt McCoy, who's on IR right now? Hopefully he sticks and stays, because I think the two can be a tremendous matchup as a 1-2 combination if that's the way it needs to go next year. But if you're Washington, you've made a tremendous investment into a Robert Griffin III. And if yesterday is any indication, you've now got to question whether or not you want to move that person and eat that money, or if you want to stick and stay with him. But a lot going on in the world of sports. For those of you who love the playoff scenarios, get out the ESPN and find the NFL playoff machine. That is a tremendous amount of fun. You can do a lot of different scenarios yourselves, move potential winners around and see exactly what the impact of a game will have. Week 16 games have a tremendous amount of effect on the playoff scenarios right now. Is Dallas going to be in or Dallas not going to be in? A couple of days ago, Herm Edwards swerving down his Philadelphia Eagles were going to take care of the Redskins. So guess what did not happen yesterday? And so now Philly is on the outside looking in, needing a whole lot of help from Dallas. Dallas has a tough one against Indianapolis today. We'll get into all that and a whole lot more only on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, at the helm. I guess we're paying the bill now, right? All right, we're going to pay a bill. We're going to brag a little bit about some things that are going on in the sports world. I'll bring you up to speed on the latest news and just have a whole lot of fun. All right, we're back after this.
There's a burger joint for you and me. Quarter pounders are all I see.
Quarter pounders are all I see.
Your orders, please.
Sound off.
Cream cheese and garlic.
Bacon mushroom cheeseburger.
Wasabi burger.
Salsa burger.
Honey mustard burger.
Black cheeseburger.
Big appetites call for big burgers. At the Burger Joint, you get those 100% beef quarter pounders topped with fresh veggies and special sauces. Flame broiled to burger perfection.
Quarter pounders are all I see.
The Burger Joint. Big burgers, big on taste.
Will you fight?
No! We will run! And we will live!
Shame on you!
This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're gonna let it be the worst.
And I guarantee a week won't go by in your life you won't regret walking out, letting them get the best of you.
Well, I'm not going home.
You've got too far!
And I'm gonna stay right here and fight for this lost cause.
A day may come when the courage of men fails, but it is not this day.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
You're going to work harder than you ever worked before.
But that's fine. We'll just get tougher with it.
If a person grits his teeth and shows real determination,
failure is not an option.
That's how winning is done.
Believe me when I say
we can break this army here
and win just one for the Gipper.
But I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time,
you've got to get mad.
I mean plumb mad dog mean.
If you would be free men, then you must
fight to fulfill that promise. Let us
cut out their living guts
1 inch at a time.
And they will know what we can do.
Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions.
You're like a big bear, man.
This is your time.
Seize the day. Never surrender.
Victory or death.
Patch the Chicago.
Who's with me?
Clap! Clap! Don't let him die! Clap!
All right, let's fly!
And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall...
No! My name is the Lord! But I
tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take
our Independence Day!
And there you go. 40 Inspirationals in 2 minutes and 17 seconds. You're truly back on the ride. 51 left in this episode. Now, it would be 16, but it's actually only 15 because we took a week off last week. But a couple of things on the one you need to know about. Number one, condolences go out to the Carter family for the loss of the loved one. We are always mindful of those closest to us and friend, you know, family and friends. Let me not belabor the notion. It is never easy to lose a loved one, and our hearts and prayers go out to that family. Just know that we're lifting you up. I know it's a trying time, and just know that we care. We love you guys, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. So there you go. We'll revisit that, you know, within the hour before we call it a quits again today. Also today, college basketball is in full fray. We don't know if anyone's going to stop those young men from Kentucky. The NFL playoff scenario is in full swing. We all know about that. So get out to ESPN, try the NFL playoff machine. Move some things around. See what happens when you start playing with scenarios and who wins what games. And watch the board change. It's really, really cool. It's called the NFL playoff machine, only courtesy of ESPN. I'm not sure who sponsored. Maybe they almost always have a sponsor that does one of these. Who does? Who sponsors this? I'm not sure. No, it's not Skype. Are they just doing this? Really? No, they have a sponsor. Not live from Progressive and all that? Oh, that's kind of cool. Anyway, a couple of games that are completed for the weekend already. You know, the Jacksonville Jaguars took care of Tennessee. The Redskins shocked the Eagles, and the Chargers last night booted the Niners. So, you know, if you're the San Francisco 49ers, you've got to be anal right now. All that talent, all this turmoil swirling around your coach's head. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? You've now been eliminated from the playoffs because of the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. Just that division is just so, so strong. You have Arizona, Seattle, the Niners, and the St. Louis Rams. The Rams are no joke anymore. They were a footprint for a minute. That's gone. That team is serious. They are on an upswing, and look out for them next year. If they can solidify their quarterback position, whether it's going to be Sam Bradford or anyone else, they've kind of thrown in there. If they can solidify that, stabilize that, and get about 70% of the needs for that position, that's probably a playoff team. Well, then again, considering the division they're in, maybe not. But this may be one of those rare anomaly seasons where there'll be a team that will have 11 wins that does not make the playoffs. I don't think in my lifetime, I don't know that I've ever seen that. In the 16-game era, I don't think we've seen that. We've seen teams, 10 and 6 teams. Last year's Arizona Cardinal team, the year before that, Lovie Smith's Bears squad, 10 and 6, before he was ousted. So you have right now the one seed, and we'll do NFC then AFC. The one seed is Arizona at 11-3. The two seed is Detroit at 10-4. The three seed is Dallas right now. The four seed at 6-8 is the Saints. The five seed, the Seattle Seahawks. The six seed, the Green Bay Packers. So you have two teams from the NFC North, one team from the East, two from the West, and one from the South. Kind of as it should be, I guess. First round bias, we go to Arizona and Detroit. Of course, this is contingent on Detroit's ability to take care of business against Chicago. Now, here's a scenario. If Chicago wins today, let's see. Well, that would knock Detroit down to a six seed immediately, and they'd be playing during the wild card week. That is not what you want to do if you don't have to. Who does Detroit play? Where are my Lions at? They blow. Nope, that's Buffalo. Hang on a second. All bye weeks are over. What the heck? Am I missing something here? Buccaneers. Dolphins. Giants. Okay, I'm going to show. Okay, that was dumb. I just said the Bears. Okay. So a Lions win, and they solidify the position at the two seed. A Bears win, Lions lose. Now, Green Bay, on the other hand, what's it do for them? Green Bay gets the Buccaneers. Well, that's almost a gimme. But should the Buccaneers win this game, it means nothing to Green Bay. Nothing. They would simply go to 10-5, and they'd still be the sixth seed. It means nothing to them. So the game really comes down to, Lions, Bears, Green Bay, Buccaneers. Green Bay must win, Lions must win. All those things stay the same. Green Bay goes to a 5 seed, Lions stay at the 2. Lions don't have to play on the wildcard weekend. Green Bay would, and Green Bay would be at New Orleans at this present time, and that would be a crazy thing, because even though New Orleans is 6-8, they'd be playing at home in the dome. This is not don't let the record fool you, all right? Please do not let the record fool you. Now, should the Saints find a way to lose today to Atlanta, the Saints would be completely out of the playoffs, and Atlanta would be that 4 seed. Remember, you only have 4 division winners. Each division winner gets a home game. So Arizona right now gets a home game. Dallas would get a home game. Whoever wins the South gets a home game. And all your division winners get a home game. 2 will get first-round byes. So Arizona and Detroit right now will get the bye. Dallas and Atlanta would be playing. All right, well, there's some of your scenarios. But, guys, get out the NFL machine and play with this thing, all right? It is amazing. You play with a variety of scenarios of what-ifs and what-can-bes. In the AFC, not quite as convoluted or as much of a mess. New England sitting there at the 1 seed at 11-3. Denver sitting at the 2 also at 11-3. The 3 seed is Indianapolis at 10-4. Now, what happens if Dallas beats Indianapolis? It means that the Cincinnati Bengals would then become the 3 seed, and he would drop to the 4. So not a whole lot of difference. I mean, what it would mean, they'd both still get a home game. It just means instead of Baltimore going to Indianapolis, Pittsburgh would come to Indianapolis. That's really all it means at this point. What can Pittsburgh do to change its seeding, if anything? If Pittsburgh takes care of Kansas City, it means nothing to them. There's nothing they can actually do. If Kansas City wins, Kansas City can find themselves into a wild card game as the 6th seed, but they must beat Pittsburgh. A Ravens loss? How does that change things? Don't you love the scenario game? The what ifs. And that would mean the Texans would win, the Ravens would lose, the Ravens would be out of the playoffs, Steelers would be in. Oh my. It gets dicey. It really does. But all this, so everything we're looking at now is bound to change in a few hours, which is a beautiful thing associated with everything, again, bound to this playoff scenario. It can change in a heartbeat. If New England loses, they can conceivably lose the 1 seed to the Denver Broncos. Let's see. So let's say the Jets raise up and beat the Patriots. Not likely, but anything is possible. That makes Denver the 1 seed, New England the 2. Oh, to play the upset game. So the games that mean absolutely nothing. There's a better idea. Games that mean absolutely nothing today. Well, we know Tennessee and Jacksonville, they played Thursday night. That meant nothing. The Redskins upsetting the Eagles, that was huge for both teams. Even though the Redskins aren't going to the playoffs, that was just huge for the mentality of that team going into the offseason. They get Dallas next week, and that game may have implication. San Diego at the 49ers. Well, the Niners are already out. The San Diego Chargers are fighting for their playoff lives. What does San Diego need? San Diego probably needs a Kansas City loss, and that gets them there. Kansas City loses. So the Steelers take care of Kansas City. San Diego would be in as a 6th seed. Nothing like being at the tail end, but, hey, at least you're in, okay? Let's move on. Miami and Minnesota, no real effect unless, let's see, we've got the Jets winning that game. Denver must have to lose. Yeah, we don't know that we necessarily see that happening. So many scenarios. So many. All right, hang on a second. What are we missing here? So Cincinnati would have to win. Denver would have to lose. And that still doesn't get Kansas City in. It does not. Kansas City wins. Are they in? Yes. Kansas City has to beat Pittsburgh. But they don't knock Pittsburgh out. They actually get Pittsburgh the sixth seed. They wind up knocking Baltimore out by winning. It'd be both 9-6 teams, Pittsburgh and Kansas City. They'd both be traveling during wild card weeks to Cincinnati and Indianapolis at that point. With no effect on seeds 1 and 2, which, of course, are New England and Denver. Ooh-wee. So much fun. So much fun. All right. Well, there are just so many ways to take this thing. If you've got questions, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. If you want to talk about playoff scenarios in the NFL playoff machine, again, you can actually Google search the NFL playoff machine. It'll probably take you right to your source, courtesy of ESPN. But ESPN is not limited to just its love and coverage of the NFL. No, not today. No, today we're covering the gamut. We've got Major League Baseball hot stove news. Let's get into Major League Baseball real just briefly, okay? As you know, the Yankees trade Prado to Miami, get Eovaldi. The Padres have somehow pulled off a deal getting Upton. Jake Peavy's going to stay with the Giants, which is really that's a good move for Jake Peavy. The Cubs have signed John Lester, and that is a major league move for that the youth movement as well as solidifying that pitching staff. The Cubs are telling the world right now that they are going to be a contender next year, which, again, this is kind of Theo Epstein's M.O. Go young, go strong, and build from within. We'll see exactly how these young kids play next year. It's fun to see them. A lot of us have been diehard Cub fans. We can't even name all the kids on this team anymore. There's so many new faces. The White Sox have gone strong in bringing Samardzija back to Chicago. As you know, he was a Cub before he went out there to Oakland for that brief stint, and now back with the White Sox. White Sox are basically saying they're going to have a very strong pitching staff and basically just to get ready. Do we need to do fantasy rankings again? And most people are actually done with their Super Bowls. This late in the season, you've got to – well, all right. For the sake of consistency, we'll do your rankings for you, but only because we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. All right. Let's just keep it simple. Let's see quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers today. We won't get beyond that because I don't know that there's really a true need to do so. All right. Top 10, your quarterbacks today. Start with Tony Romo. Number 9, Russell Wilson. Number 8, Ben Roethlisberger. Number 7, Peyton Manning. Number 6, Matthew Stafford. Number 5, Matt Ryan. Number 4, Tom Brady. Number 3, Andrew Luck. Number 2, Aaron Rodgers. That's all matchup driven. And number 1, Drew Brees. He's at home. He's in the dome. And he's got a porous secondary in Atlanta to throw at. I don't know about you, but if I'm doing a fantasy squad looking for a whole lot of points today, you got lots of good choices from – well, I don't know if Luck's going to have a lot of choices in Dallas. I mean, he may because, let's face it, he's a comeback kid. But you've got some matchups here that could really, really do well in fantasy today. Drew Brees, Atlanta is certainly one. Aaron Rodgers going up against Tampa Bay. That could bode well. Tom Brady against the Jets. There's no Revis Island in New York anymore, so I don't know. Matt Ryan in the Dome at New Orleans. That secondary in New Orleans isn't all that great. So, and again, Matthew Stafford in Chicago. The weather will be a little blusterly cold. It won't be cold. It'll be cool. Peyton Manning at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's got a D, so I'm not loving that as far as your fantasy matchup goes. Roethlisberger has really just played out of his mind throughout the year. I'm loving Ben Roethlisberger against anyone this year. Russell Wilson against Arizona. Arizona's defense is going to be loaded for bear today. I don't know that that is a slobber knocker of a game, Seattle and Arizona. I'm not even sure it's going to come out of this game. I actually may go somewhere and watch that game today just because I can. Looking for the best potential matchup. Flacco, which is Baltimore at Houston, that could be interesting for fantasy. Don't be surprised if he throws a couple of touchdown passes in that game. Kansas City at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's defense is not what it used to be. Alex Smith may have a nice day. Andy Dalton could have a day against Denver, but if that happens, that would mean that game's turned into a shootout, and that would not bode well for the Denver Broncos. So we'll see. We shall see. Now, to your running backs. Why not? Who is about to have a day today? You saw Frank Gore have almost 100 yards in the first quarter last night against San Diego. There was a message being sent there wholeheartedly about next year. Frank will be back. All right. Running backs, 10 down. Number 10, Matt Forte of the Bears. That's all matchup driven. Number 9, Mark Ingram. Number 8, Marshawn Lynch. Number 7, Joique Bell. Number 6, C.J. Anderson. Number 5, Arian Foster. Number 4, DeMarco Murray. Number 3, Eddie Lacy. Number 2, Jamal Charles. And number 1, Le'Veon Bell. Bell should be number 1. Charles certainly should be number 2. Followed closely by Eddie Lacy. DeMarco Murray with that hand. Just not sure exactly whether he's really going to be able to hold the ball. And you can best believe defenders are going to be targeting that all day long. Arian Foster is maybe getting healthy. He's number 5 this week. C.J. Anderson is identified as the back in Denver, so we'll see. Joique Bell up against the Bears. Let's face it, anyone who runs against the Bears often has a good day. Marshawn Lynch in Seattle, well, that's just Marshawn Lynch. He's just going to run over people. And Matt Forte, once you get to the edge of Detroit, you can run them down the field, downhill pretty well. So I see why Matt Forte's there. And he's been a horse all season long, so why not? All right, so there's your running back love. Let us move on to the wide receivers. The wide receivers today. If you're still playing your fantasy. Top 10 down, Mike Evans in Tampa Bay. Number 9, Randall Cobb. Number 8, Julio Jones. Number 7, Odell Beckham Jr. Number 6, A.J. Green. Number 5, Dez Bryant. Number 4, Demaryius Thomas. Number 3, Jordy Nelson. Number 2, Antonio Brown. And number 1, Megatron himself, Calvin Johnson. Now, it's been a minute since we've seen Calvin Johnson at number 1, but let's face it, it's up against Chicago. Mind you, a Chicago team without Peanut Tillman, a Chicago team without some of its talented corners. And Tim Jennings will be there, but Tim Jennings is, what, 5'8", 5'9", against a 6'5", Calvin Johnson? That's all technique and hops to stay with Calvin Johnson, because you know Matthew Stafford has no problem just simply throwing it up and letting big Calvin Johnson go get it, okay? The safeties in Chicago, is Conte even going to play? And even then, you know, he's been terrible most of the season. Don't look for much out of the Bears in terms of an answer. The only way you stop the Lions from taking care of business today is with that pass rush. If Willie Young and those guys can get off the ground in a hurry and get off the field on third down, they got a shot. We all know that Jay Cutler has been benched for the Bears this week, so without him starting as your quarterback, you've got our buddy Jimmy Clausen. You know, and just to say that reminds me of the whole Howdy Doody show back in the 50s. Jimmy Clausen, it just seems like one of those names that would be from the 50s and 60s, that the kid next door, you know, that happened to have a football and did good by himself. I wish Jimmy Clausen the well today. I hope he does well. I hope that the Bears give him a game. You know, the Bears are 5-9, the Lions are 10-4, and the Lions are going to the playoffs, Bears are going home. So, you know, if you can play spoiler to some degree, and we'll see. Let's throw it in the scenario and see what happens. If the Bears win, what does this mean? What does the machine say if the Bears win and the Lions lose? Bears win. The come up is the Green Bay Packers. Huh. What if Tampa Bay wins? Then it doesn't matter. We're back. Oh, wow. That's funny. Okay, check this out. Should Lovie Smith and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers really get lucky, you know, catch Green Bay having a rough day. Not like it happened, but all right, it's a scenario. And the Bears catch lightning in a bottle and beat the Lions. Now you'd be looking at Dallas vaulting all the way to a 2 seed and having that first playoff week off. Green Bay and Detroit would have to play each other in Detroit. How weird is that? And then Seattle would be at Atlanta at this point. And of course, the assumption is then that Atlanta would take care of its business as well. However, let's assume that the Saints take care of business, and then that, again, there's only one spot for them to be, and that's the 4 seed. So Seattle would have to go to New Orleans, and then you'd have a whole Marshawn Lynch versus that New Orleans Saints all over again. So much fun, so many scenarios. You got to love the playoff machine. Again, find that thing today. You'll have a lot of fun just playing with scenarios, the what-ifs, what-can-bes, all right? So much fun. All right, any questions? 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. All right, let's move on. So we did, yeah, with running backs, wide receivers. We're that's as far as we're going to go there. We're not going to go deep into that because I believe most of you are already done anyway. Let's see. Things you need to know out today. All right. Well, tell you what. Let's get on to some college basketball because I think I'm falling in love with I'm not sure how Calipari continues to do this. I really am. I don't. He does it every single year. It always works. I just don't get it. But it always freaking works. You know, help me understand this. Anybody, everybody, help me understand it. Kentucky is already 11-0. Okay. Duke is already 8-0. Arizona is 10-0. Louisville 9-0. Wisconsin, which is a great basketball team, stumbled once. They're 10-1. Virginia 9-0. Villanova 10-0. Gonzaga is 9-1. Down at 16 is Washington, who's also undefeated. The West Coast team, especially the Northwest, they get no love whatsoever because no one's really following them like that. Just out of the top 25, Illinois is gone. They still get a little love, but they're not in the top 25 anymore. Michigan State has lost 3 games already, but you can best believe they will be in the dance. Maryland's at 10-1. That's exciting. Miami's 10-1. San Diego 7-2. All right, so no matter how you look, Kentucky is the odds on number 1 team. Now, here's the funny thing about basketball. These kids are freshmen. Expect them to fumble at some point. Okay? I'll give you a game when I think they might. Next week, the 27th, after we get past Christmas, number 1 versus number 4. I could easily see Louisville beating Kentucky. Both are undefeated. Louisville is at home. That will be a game of games, okay? Being played at the KFC Yum Center. That's just a fun thing to say. The KFC Yum Center. Now, let me see if I'm seeing this right. The Kentucky Wildcats just obliterated UCLA. 83-44. Show me the box score. How bad was this? It was 41-7 at halftime. Am I seeing this right? This is not a typo. UCLA had 7 points at halftime. 83-44. UCLA played one half of basketball. Seriously. That is crazy. That is too crazy. Well, so wonders never cease about college basketball. Let's run down some of the scores most recently. I guess we can do top 25. No score there. ISU 83-54 over Drake. University of Kentucky 83-44 over UCLA. That's a true score. Kansas 96-69 over Louisiana Lafayette. Butler loses to Indiana 82-73. North Carolina 82-74 over Ohio State. It was a good basketball game. Villanova 82-77 over Syracuse. That was a good game. Louisville 76-67 over Western Kentucky. And that's it for your scoreboard for your college basketball. All right. Well, that's going to heat up, obviously, as we get more and more into the winter months, into the dance, as we love to call it. The dance is indeed the dance, and it will get interesting, and it will get dicey very, very quickly. To your NBA now. Most of you know Rajon Rondo is no longer a Boston Celtic. He's now a Dallas Mav. And they wind up going out and getting a win last night against the Spurs. And I believe that's the kind of leadership that Dallas is hoping, because let's face it, Dallas is a championship team ready to compete in the West against San Antonio. So, you see more teams geeking up trying to pierce and plot for the reserve talent that's kind of fallen by the wayside. Darren Williams, the Kings are looking at him to see if they can get a deal done to get him out to the West Coast. The West is looking incredibly strong. This is going to leave the East in a bit of a quandary. Miami's certainly not the team they once were with the loss of LeBron, but they're still playing hard. Let's just run down your scores from your last night's scores. Maybe not. No. Yes, maybe. No. Latest. Recently completed. How about that? Let's see what we can get to here. There were some bowl games yesterday, I gather. All right, we'll get to those in a second. All right. These are all basketball. These are all college basketball. Well, it's a nice page, but that's not going to help me get to what I'm trying to do. All right. I'm just trying to share NBA scores from last night, guys. That's all. Can I get that? That's all I want. Am I asking too much? Maybe I am. Maybe that's my bad. Seven games last night on the docket. Here we go. Thank you very much. Suns over the Kings, 99-90. Trailblazers, 114-88 over the Pelicans. The Jazz lose to the Hornets, 104-86. Hawks, a 104-97 winner over the Houston Rockets. And in Rajon Rondo's debut, the Mavericks get it done, 99-93. We simply wanted to look at the box score of this game to see the impact Rondo had on the game. Now, as a member of the Dallas Mavericks, Rondo last night, 34 minutes, 7 rebounds, and that's kind of his game. 9 assists. It's a good game for Rajon Rondo. Okay. Dallas is looking to obviously run San Antonio off the floor. San Antonio last night started Boris Diaw. Aaron Baines, Kyle Anderson, Corey Joseph, and Marco Bellinelli. That was their starting lineup last night? No Tim Duncan last night. No Tony Parker. No Danny Greer. No Manu Ginobili. None of those guys played. Okay, there is a false sense of success. I know it's a win, and a win is a win. But you're not playing Tim Duncan. You're not playing Tony Parker. You're not playing Danny Green. You're not playing Manu. You're playing Matt Bonner, Austin Davis, Jeff Ayers, Marco Bellinelli, Corey Joseph, Kyle Anderson. And you only won by 6? All right. Well, again, NBA players with a lot of heart, certainly. Either way it goes. Game's in, game's done. We'll move on. All right? All right, 23 left in the ride. We need some news of the weird. We haven't done that yet today. Let's see what we can find. News of the Weird. As you all know, we find News of the Weird from newsoftheweird.com. And let's see. We're just going to randomly grab one and see exactly what it says. Hopefully it's not too flaky and not too just out there. Let's see what we get. Okay, we're not touching that. I said I was going to grab one, didn't I? All right, fine. All right, the lead story, Language of Love. Oh, hang on. I almost forgot. Let me do this the right way. My bad, guys, my bad. Heaven forbid I leave you hanging. For those of you who love the intro for News of the Weird, okay, I don't want you to be without it, okay? I swear some of you guys just do nothing but just record this. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Vinny Moore presents the News of the Weird. Dateline, somewhere in this world. All right. Language of love. People advertising for love interests via online dating sites have apparently become picky how they describe their sexuality. To the usuals, male, female, gay, heterosexual, have been added recently as reported by NPR. in December after surveying OKCupid.com's asexual, androgynous, genderqueer, evidently not the same as gay. Queer, not quite gay, either. Questioning trans man, transsexual, transmasculine, heteroflexible, and sapiosexual, turned on by intelligence. Still, some users of the site found the choices inadequate. One young woman described her sexual orientation as squiggly, and the reporter cited who thought highly of that term. This submitted NPR December 4, 2014. And that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so ashamed of myself, is this week's news of the weird. Really? Bad. Bad. When did we get so complicated? And why? Whatever happened to that, we were just simple creatures. We're no longer just simple creatures now. We have complicated scenarios, complicated everything. Everything's complicated. Our relationships are complicated. Our, you know, raising our children is complicated. Our jobs are complicated. I mean, this is just heaven's way of saying it's time to move on past the 10% of use of your brain to get more out of it. Who knows? Anyway, Week 16 in the NFL is upon you, and you have some decisions to make. If you're going to the window, what games are you going to bet on? What games are you really, truly going to bet on? Well, you can't bet on Philadelphia and the Redskins. The Redskins shot the crap out of Las Vegas last night by winning a game against Philadelphia. The Chargers, no one really cared that, well, with the exception of the Chargers, that they beat San Francisco last night. But you have a fun game in Miami at home with Minnesota, if you're willing to play the points. The Ravens will probably take care of Houston. By the way, let's give you your VIN picks based on what we see here right now. No music, no intro, no hype, just the games, all right? You already know that Jacksonville, Washington, and San Diego won, all right? We believe that Miami will take care of Minnesota. We believe the Ravens will take care of the Houston Texans. And because we're absolute homers, and because I think it's just fun to do so, we're going to give the Bears the win today over the Lions, just because, even though we know they're not playing for anything except, you know, jobs and pride. It's in Chicago. It's outdoors. It's going to be cold and blustery. And Matthew Stafford just has issues when he's got to be outside. All right. Carolina at Cleveland. Cleveland is an interesting team. If they win, it doesn't do anything for them. They're not going to the playoffs right now. What about Carolina? If Carolina wins, does that change anything? Not at all. They're chasing the Saints, the 6-8 Saints. Oh, this is going to be one of those weird things. All right, we're going to go Carolina in that game. Falcons and Saints at home in the Dome. I'm going New Orleans. Denver at Cincinnati. You know what? As much as I'd love to go contrary, I got to go Denver in that game. Seattle at Arizona. Now, I've been on Arizona all year long, so I'm not going to get off them today. But I expect Seattle to come in there with an attitude, head on a swivel, and this is Arizona, and Seattle will play well. I just think Arizona will find a way to squeeze this game out. Dallas at Indianapolis. As much as I love Tony Romo and the Cowboys to win this game, I'm having a hard time seeing how Andrew Luck and those guys will not find a way to go into Dallas and win that game. T.Y. Hilton, they don't really have an answer for him. DeMarco Murray is hurt. It's next man up as far as Dallas' run game goes. I don't know if they're going to have the horses to do so. I'd like to say that they do. But let's just be real. Indianapolis knows how to come back. They know how to finish games. Andrew Luck is a stud, and expect him to have something to say about them. So I'm going to go Indianapolis Colts in that game. Buffalo at Oakland, Buffalo Bills. Again, that doesn't necessarily change anything in the scenario. The Rams playing the New York Giants. Give me the Rams in that game. The game is in St. Louis. Jets and Patriots. Don't go against Tom Brady, even against the Jets, even though the game's outdoors. Kansas City at Pittsburgh is a fun game because I've loved Pittsburgh this year. Kansas City is actually playing for something. Pittsburgh is really playing for seeding more than anything else. I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to go with the Steelers in this game. All right? Just slightly. It would not surprise me, though, if Alex Smith raised up and had him a game. Okay? Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Come on, man. y'all know I'm not a Lovie Smith hater, but I'm not a fan. That's too slow and too methodical. Give me Green Bay to win that game and what could be ugly. And if it gets to be ugly early, it could just be a runaway. All right. What else can I tell you? We got 16 left in the ride. All right. Let's see. We touched on your NFL. We touched on your Major League Baseball. NHL, the Winter Classic is coming up. Washington Capitals, Chicago Blackhawks at National Stadium around the first of the year. Check your local listings for times and broadcasts. That's going to be a lot of fun. The specials preceding the game are all out there right now on most of your Comcast sports nets, regardless of what market you're in. You can see all that. It's going to be a lot of fun to be a part of that and just be if you can get to the game, great. If not, watch it on TV. It's going to be a lot of fun. The game will be outdoors. Looking for good weather that given day, but you never know. Mother Nature could decide to dump about 3 or 4 inches on those guys, and if it does, well, then that just adds to the fodder because the game was originally designed to be outdoors anyway. We brought it indoors and gave it controlled climates and made it faster. So, yeah, we did that. That's us. As far as the NBA goes, the Toronto Raptors are still the darlings. The Washington Wizards could be the best team in the Eastern Conference alongside the Chicago Bulls team now that the Cleveland Cavaliers have certainly cooled off. Let's go back to the NBA real quick, just briefly. Let's see. Take a look at the conference standings real quick. See if Toronto's still flying high. They are at 21-6, followed closely by the Washington Wizards, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Chicago Bulls. Cleveland at 15-10 is the fifth seed. Milwaukee is 14-14 at the sixth. And then followed by Miami and Boston. Both those teams are below 500. In the West, where everyone is clamoring over Memphis and the Golden State Warriors. Golden State is 22-3. Memphis is 21-5. Just amazing runs. Don't look now. Portland has crawled up there at 22-6. Houston is the fourth seed is 19-7. All the way down. Dallas 20-8. The LA Clippers 19-8. The Spurs 17-11, and the Phoenix Suns at 14-14 round out the eight playoff spots in the West should the season end today. So there you go. You all know about LeBron. You all know about Derrick Rose. Both seem to be healthy right now. Coaches are doing a great job stretching their guys out at the same time, making sure they get plenty of rest. All this is critical because you want to see the best of the best at crunch time. Okay. While it's nice to see them during the season, you really want the best when it's time for the best. Okay? Any questions? 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Give us a call. Let's talk about it. So we've done your news of the weird. We've done just about everything you need to do. Just about. Okay? I wrestle with some of these things that I do from time to time because I really, really want this to be not only significant. I mean, yes, sports, yes, entertainment, yes, fun. But I want this to also be significant from time to time. Most recently, a very close, dear friend of mine lost someone very special. And it always hurts a heart when a loved one passes away. And I wrestled with this. I thought I might just find a song and play the song. And I couldn't find a song that would quite actually say what I wanted to say. Then I thought, well, God's given you this voice and this platform. Why not take advantage of that as well? All right, so here goes. I'm here. No matter what it is you need, whether it's a radio show, whether it's my cell phone, whether it's communication via email or social media, whatever you need. To the family, I'm here. All right, you want to vent? I'm here. You want to chat? I'm here. When I see you, we're going to do nothing but hug and kiss and nothing but love all abounding. All right, I'm sorry. That this pain is befalling you guys, if for nothing more than it's just the circle of life. And knowing that is one thing, but dealing with it and grieving through it is never, ever easy. So you measure the men by the things that they do. You measure a man by the steps that he takes. So to that family going through, and to really, I know it's not just isolated, but to the family that's truly, truly going through, I love you guys. I wish you well. This too will pass. We'll get through it together. I love you guys, and I want you all to find a smile today. All right? Just do that for me. To my boy, Garrett, find a smile. All right? I promise I wouldn't open up the popcorn. I haven't done that, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep it, you know, where it should be. But I keep looking at it like it's, and it's almost calling me, man. So y'all just say a prayer for me. Yeah, I'm not as good a Christian as some of you all are out there. And, I'm trying to hoard down this popcorn. And if anyone in the Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area knows of a great popcorn spot, please let a brother know, because I am sure looking for one. I have not found one yet. I am having to go all the way back to Middle Earth to get the good stuff. Why is that? With everything that there is in this area that is phenomenal, the Italian food, the seafood, you mean to tell me I can't find some popcorn somewhere in this place? Come on, man. I ain't buying it. Somebody knows where I can find me a good piece of popcorn. I'm just saying, all right? In the meantime, this is Vinny Moore of the Fast 60 Minute Sports. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll be right back right after this.
What's a big, what's a big idea chasing my worm? You're a cat, son. Cats don't eat worms. You're taking the food right out of my mouth. I don't go around chasing mice. Stand up, boy. You're tripping over your own feet. Now, you stay away from worms, and I'll stay away from mice. That's fair and square, and if you'd stop all your arguing and jawing, you'd see mice harder. Yep, yep, yep. Keep that mouth flapping and do no listening. Nothing worse than a blabbermouth cat. What are you doing? I say, what are you doing with a pump? Pumping for oil? You're crazy, boy. There's no oil in this ground. Stand up, son. You're falling all over yourself. There's no oil 500 miles of here. Geology of the ground's all wrong. Even if there was oil, you'd need a drill, not a tire pump. Oh, you're down again. You got to learn to stand on your own feet, boy. I may not always be around to help you. Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off. What kept you, son? I can't hold my breath forever. I'm not a fish. I gotta breathe air. My lungs crave air. You gotta think of things like that, boy. Little consideration for me. There you're down again. Two nothings is nothing. That's mathematics, son. You can argue with me, but you can't argue with figures. Two half nothings is a whole nothing. And I know what I'm talking about, because...
Footy prints all over my desert. Yum, you! Yum, yum, yum! Whoa, camel! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa, camel! Whoa! Come on, whoa! When I say whoa, I mean whoa! Follow that rabbit! Giddy up! Come on, camel, giddy up! Giddy up! Yeah, 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 camel! Giddy up! Giddy up! When I say giddy-up, I mean giddy-up! Whoa, camel, whoa! 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 Whoa, whoa! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
The great Mel Blanc, the voices of Yosemite Sam, and Foghorn Leghorn. Great throwbacks. Anyway, it's 8 minutes. 8 minutes left in the ride today. We love you. There's nothing you can do about it. For those of you getting ready for your NFC games, check out your Fox affiliate. For those getting ready for your AFC games, check out your CBS affiliate. Tonight, Sunday night game, will be on your NBC affiliate. So wherever you're at in the world, be sure you check out, get your full day of NFL today. For those of you going to the window, I think I may have it figured out. I might. If you haven't, if you have not used... If you haven't used Green Bay yet, this is the weekend to use them. Okay, if you've already used them, well, then you're done. If you have not used the New England Patriots, now wouldn't be a bad time. If you have not used the St. Louis Rams, this is the one that's dangerous because they're playing against the Giants. Okay, it's in St. Louis. I like the Rams in that game. If you have not used the Dolphins, take the Dolphins. For survivalists, if you haven't used the Bears yet, I would hate to say take them here because of that line game's going to be rough. And, again, if you have not used Seattle or Arizona, stay away from that game. Please stay away from that game. Stay away from Denver and Cincinnati. Stay away from Atlanta and New Orleans if you can. If you have no other choices, then you've heard my picks. I've got New Orleans winning, Denver and Arizona winning those games. But, man, if I'm a gambling man, I stay away from that. I as far as survival goes, I like the Rams. I like Buffalo. If you have not used Buffalo, there you go. Buffalo's a decent team. I believe they're 8-6 going up against a Raider team that's really fighting for where they're going to pick in the draft at this point. Gotta love Buffalo where that's concerned. All right, so there's your survivalist. You've got about an hour for those of you who still want to play DraftKings or FanDuel to set your roster. Have yourself a great Sunday. Other than that, I don't know that there's anything else I need to share with you, baby. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Much love and prayer goes out to the Carter family in their time of need. We love you guys, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, to something that just might be a little bit, just a little bit important. What am I going to eat for lunch? You know what? I think I might actually roll up here at Subway and get me a flatbread turkey with some American cheese, a little veg on it. I might even throw some bacon in there today because I've been a good boy. And come on back in, set in, something cold to drink, and see if my Bears can't find a way to win a football game. I don't know about you, but I want you to have an awesome Sunday. I want you to know that I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Is there anything else that we need to do? No. Much love to all of our friends. By the way, for those of you who are looking for backstories, that'll be back next week. We didn't have enough time to finish all the edits on the backstories this week, so rather than give you something half-baked, I'd rather just forego it. We actually thought about foregoing this week's show, but I love you. I couldn't stay more than a week away from you guys. You know, that's just how we roll. So, as always, to my boys, Ed, Eric, Melvin, and Johnny Pace, may he rest in peace. Ronnie Wilson and all the brothers, Casey Piggy, Troy Berry, all the cats I got a chance to grow up with, just some of the brightest young men. You know what? I do have time. Let me just drop this real quick because I love this. And even though Heavy D is no longer with us, he's passed away. His track, We Got Our Own Thing, was truly a moniker and a banner for us as we were coming up because we weren't going to go status quo. Why would we? Alright, ladies and gentlemen, as we shut it down for what is week 16 of the National Football League, we want you to know that we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll be right back here on the 28th. Get ready to turn over a brand new year. Get ready to tell you how great it's going to be and how great you're going to be and remind you that God is love and there's nothing you can do about it. His grace endureth for all. Take care of yourselves. We want to see you back here bright and early. Have a great Christmas holiday. Don't eat too much. Behave yourselves. For those of you in the libations, behave yourself. Don't drink too much. And we'll see you next time only right here on the fastest 60 minutes in sports. Have a great day, everybody. Love you. Nothing you can do about it. Peace.